Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the great Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. And the wildly popular Pizza Madness tournament is back here at WGN. Mike put together a new bracket. We have expanded from 64 to, wait for it, 128 pizza spots in Chicago and around Chicago. Mike Piff, how long did it take you to build this new 128 team bracket?
This one took a good 2 weeks. In the past, I've gone off of lists. I've asked friends in different regions and other folks to kind of give me their suggestions for our first two tournaments. And one of the biggest complaints we get is, you don't have my favorite place in. Yeah. You don't have enough places in. Okay, well, I expanded it one round. And when you do that, you got to double the field. Yeah. So we are at 128. That's 32 per region. Our usual regions we have are the city, north suburbs, local chains, and the south and west suburb regions. And we do have a kind of like a trade, I guess, moved Vito and Nick's from the city to the southwest.
Okay.
Thinking it's because that's Beverly area, right? It also kind of spices things up over
still
there.
Still city, but it's more, yeah, it's a south side.
So, yeah, so.
I'm sure you'll hear about that, Mike.
Oh, definitely.
Defending champion is?
Antioch Pizza Shop, who had a crazy final against Jerry's. Both of those were new to our tournament last year and absolutely dominated their regions. And it went down to the wire with, of course, one side calling it more controversial than the other, which we get every time.
No funny business this year. Some of these brackets have gotten a little shady. We know something was going on, so you have new security measures in place to make sure we don't have any bots or anything
that is
blowing up the bracket voting.
Right? That is correct. This is a new polling system we're doing. The way you're going to see it this year, it's going to look like the bracket, basically, for each region, and you're going to vote on your favorites as you go, and we get to see on the back end to see if any funny business is happening, which we can eliminate immediately when that happens. And what we're going to do is you won't necessarily see the score when you click on it, but we're going to be sending updates to our shows on WGN Radio so that you can get your updates on each of our shows.
We will get into how you can vote, when you can vote, and when it all starts. But let's go through some of the contenders here. The North Burbs, Northwest Burbs, that's kind of my area. I noticed Sylvia's. I'm glad you put that on there. Muggs has long been my number one spot. The originals and displays, which I've been going to for years. I also, now that I'm back out into the burbs, moving from downtown to the burbs, Tortorici's has skyrocketed. I don't mean to be biased here by any means.
Yeah.
I'm just talking pizza. But Tortorici's, there's a location just down the street from us, and I gave it a shot. I love it.
It's so good.
It's skyrocketed in my pizza power rankings. You added Supercana to the city region. Supercana is kind of this, it's like Indian restaurants.
It's an
Indian
restaurant.
And they do a cheese naan. Is that how you?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing food. But yeah. Give us some other, who was recently, we don't have to go through all of them,
but you
obviously added a ton of new names. We know all the heavy hitters in Chicago and around Chicago. Obviously, you got Malnati's and Dags is in there and Uno's and Giordano's and all those good spots. But Aurelio's, I love their pepperoni. There's something about Aurelio's pepperoni
pizza. Oh, my gosh, and their sauce.
Their sauce is great. So give us an idea. You You again once expanded this from 64 to 128 pizza spots. Give us some names that have been added to the contest this year.
So Professor Pizza is new in the city region. Finally got to try him at the Pizza Summit this year. And yes, the hype is real on that one. Zaza's is new in there. And what's funny about Zaza's, this is actually a mother-son combo where Zaza's is run by the mom and Nemec Brothers that is in the west, south and west region. They have that. So that's going to be kind of fun to keep an eye out for. But we also have Novel Pizza Cafe. I also added our friend, John Carruthers, for Crust Fun Pizza that just, you know, he's gotten to make that even more full time for himself lately. And it's taken off and it's becoming much, much more well known.
Pizzeria Portofino, very much a popular spot downtown.
Oh, yeah. And that hasn't been in our brackets before. It's like, we got to get this in here.
I love it. So you haven't been to all of these spots, have you?
I have not. I have. That's, you know, I've been to over 100 pizza places, but I,
awesome.
You know, this is a good chance for people who just want to try something new to go through our list, try to hit as many as you can over the course of this tournament. I think that's a lot of fun when people are checking off their lists based on our brackets.
You know, considering you put 128 pizza spots in this bracket, and I'm sure we're going to hear about spots that were left off, it just goes to show how much we absolutely love pizza in Chicago and around Chicago. 128 pizza spots. You're more of a West Burb guy, right?
Yes, yes.
What are some added spots there for you,
so,
Mike?
So added in the West Burbs, South and West Burbs, we have Raimondo's. That is a really good North Aurora spot. I mentioned it earlier, but Nemec Brothers, really, really good. That's kind of more of a New York style. Little Pops out of Naperville, got to try that. They actually support my daughter's daycare, and also very, very good. And one that some of our staff that's more, you know, Southsiders, they recommended Midvilla, and they're kind of mad I didn't have it there originally, so I'm excited to see how that one does. And one more that I've gotten to know in the last year is Pie Life. That is a New Jersey style pizza place. Incredibly good. If you can just stop out there, try all their slices, put it all in one box, and you'll be all good.
Roberts in the city region, I know we've had them on before. I love, when I lived downtown, that was our spot, especially in the summer. They've got a great patio out on the back. So, again, this is 128 teams. So if your spot is not on here, I don't know what to tell you.
Just tell us about it, and we'll say,
we'll
you know,
for it next year.
We'll keep it. We're not going to expand it again, I don't think.
Maybe we'll have some play-in games or
that's
something.
That's a great idea.
Playing,
it does tournament. Get a little tougher in Excel to put this together, I will say. You'll see it's not.
The bracket is, you did your best here, Mike, but the font is very small. I know you were trying to cramp it all into this gigantic bracket here, but you've done a great job with it.
Thank you.
This will all go live beginning Thursday, March 6th. We obviously like to pair this up with all basketball tournaments and all of that. So we do have tournaments beginning this week. So round one begins Thursday, March 6th, 10 a.m., and that will run to Monday, March 10th at 8 a.m. Tell people how they can find the bracket and vote on the bracket.
So we'll be posting these on all of our social media platforms with WGN Radio, but you can go to WGNradio.com. It's going to be on our homepage. It's also going to be on our Chicago's very own Eats page, and it's all going to be in one spot this year. I'm not going to be doing new posts every round that confuse people. We want to keep it all in one spot, so I highly recommend just bookmarking it, sharing it with your friends, and telling them to vote and telling their friends to vote as well.
And it'll all be stacked. So round one goes from March 6th to the 10th. Then round two begins on the 10th. That goes to the 13th. You get the idea. So every round will be, what, 4 days?
Four days of voting? 4 to 3 days. And we try to keep it to this Thursday-Monday schedule that we've kind of done with all of our food tournaments over the last 3 years. And this year we're also making it easier where the voting gets all counted up on its own with this program we're doing. So you'll see a little two-hour break in between each round. And that just gives us a chance to be able to get everything posted for you guys.
Yeah, so we'll have the first three rounds, then the Slice 16. That starts March 17th. The Elite Eats will begin on March 20th. The Final Feast, March 24th. Then the Championship will begin Thursday, March 27th. That will run to the end of March, March 31st at 10 a.m. And a reminder, as you have here in the notes, Mike, no seedings in Pizza Madness. So if you're looking at the bracket and you're wondering why each matchup is set, it's just random.
It's just random.
Kind of put it together randomly.
It's random.
We're not seeding here. We're not ranking teams. We're not trying to sway it anyway. So It's a lot of fun. be nice to each other on social media.
Be nice to us, please, too.
No angry tweets at Mike Piff. And you've done a great job here, Mike. I mean, 128 spots. I feel like a lot of people try the food brackets around this time of year, yeah. And I don't think any of them will come close to your 128 pizza spot, Mike. So
we're happy to kick off the madness, you know, yes, from our station this year.
So it all starts this Thursday, March 6th, 10 a.m., WGNradio.com. You can vote, have some fun with this, support your local pizza spot. Everybody's got a favorite, whether you grew up with it or whether it's a new spot you've tried or you moved to a new area. We all have our favorite pizza spots, but a ton of great pizza regardless of who wins. So previous winners, Antioch Pizza Shop and Giorgio's back in 2023. They were our first winner here at WGN Radio. Any other final notes, Mike, on the Pizza Madness tournament?
No, guys, just have fun with this. That's all I have to say. And try as many. You may be like, I haven't heard of these places. Well, you know what? Go try them, and I think you might like them. But
that is a good point, because yeah, every time we've done one of these food brackets, the idea is to support these local businesses. So check, yes, out the bracket. There might be some spots on here you never heard of that might be, you know, somewhat close to you. Give it a shot. Give it a try.
And feel free to just fill it out, guess on your own, to see how this thing's going to play out. We love seeing filled out brackets. So again, the key word here is fun, and what we love doing is supporting local business, Chicago businesses.
It's the 2025 Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament here at WGN Radio. Voting starts Thursday. Well done with the bracket, Mike.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
That's Mike Piff. I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have fun with the tournament. It's the Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament here at WGN. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.